All right, that's another one taken care of. Almost done. Let's see what the book says. Okay. 28 couples reaffirming their love for each other. Check. 32 single women. Check. And 38 single men. There we go. Just one name left. Records indicate that he's a single man, and oh, his house is right over there. That's convenient. One more shoot for my bow, one more human wandering off to find his soulmate, and then I can finally get back to my vacation. Oh, how wonderful it is to spread love across the world. I don't see why I had to be the one to get called in. What's so hard about flying above the city and shooting love arrows at people when they can't even see you? It isn't even that difficult. I'm going to give those stupid cupids a piece of my mind once I'm back in heaven. Oh, hey, I think that's my target. Yeah, there he is. Didn't even have to go find him. Now, that's more like it. This day is starting to turn around. Right now, human, just keep walking along like that. Today is your lucky day for love. Steady. Aim. Fire! Ha! Bullseye! Don't worry, my friend. You may feel hot and dizzy for a while, but that's normal. Go off and find your soulmate now, because I've got a vacation to get back to. Now, where should I? Huh? Why is he just standing there? Is he looking at me? No. There's no way. Nobody can see me. But maybe I should go down and check on him. Nobody has just frozen up like that before. Weird. He's just standing there. Did I use the wrong arrow? No. He doesn't look injured. Is he looking at me? You can see me and hear me. Stop looking at me. You're not supposed to be able to see me. Why can you see me? Well, yeah, I'm an angel. Gee, what gave it away? The wings? The halo? Well, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt because I was supposed to be on vacation right now. But no, the powers that were be were all like,
oh yeah, the Cupids can't handle Valentine's Day on their own because we can't keep a schedule at all, and it would be a miracle if they managed to meet this year's love quota.
So, yeah, I got called into work while I was supposed to be relaxing, so forgive me for not looking like what you expected. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off you like that. I know it's not your fault. Well, I'm glad you forgive me, but I don't really know what's wrong with you. I shot over 50 people with love arrows today. You were the last one, and the only person who reacted like this. Nobody else could see me, that's for sure. The magic of the bow hides my presence. Will you just wait here for a second? Let me consult my training manual. Congratulations on purchasing the Cupidron 3000. You're sure that you'll have an enjoyable time spreading love across the mortal realms with our easy-to-use product, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I think this is the section. Okay, listen to this. Simply fire the red love arrows at a human. It doesn't matter where you hit them, the effects will be the same. The target will feel no pain, but they might stumble and suddenly feel hot and dazed. If the human already has a partner in love, they will suddenly feel a great longing for them and will soon head home to find their partner. If the human does not have a romantic partner, the effects will vary between humans. However, one universal result is that all single humans struck with love arrows feel an invisible force acting upon them. They claim that it will feel like they're being pulled along by an invisible string, and they are compelled to follow it. They will undergo a journey, and whenever it ends, they will find their soulmate. Crap. It didn't say anything about humans suddenly being able to see their user. Huh? What did you just say? You think I'm your soulmate? That's ridiculous. It doesn't work like that. Come on. Keep reading. What's the point? Fine. The book says, we are proud to declare that in over 3 billion proven cases, the love arrows have a successful rate of 100%. However long it takes for a single human to complete their journey, they will always encounter their soulmate at the end. In some cases, this can even allow for love that defies normal boundaries. No. No way. That can't be right. I mean, you didn't even know I existed until just a second ago. You didn't even know that angels in heaven were real. I mean, come on! I am not actually your soulmate. You're probably just confused and saw me for some other reason. Oh, I know. I bet your actual soulmate is just right around the corner. Oh, look over there. That's probably her, right? No, she's married. Oh, I get it. This is a setup. Okay, where are the hidden cameras? Did the Dark Angel put you up to this? No, I don't hate you. I don't even know you. I mean, I guess you're kind of handsome, but what? You want to kiss me? Why should I let a stranger kiss me? It's not... Even if we really are soulmates, we'll know? You really think that'll work? I guess that makes sense. Okay. Fine. But if you're wrong about this, I'm going to... Okay. I guess you were right. You really weren't right for the kill there. But there's one thing I need before I believe this. Before I believe that you and I are actually soulmates. Shoot me with the bow. I'm serious. Here, take it. The love arrow should work on angels, too, as far as I know. And if I feel all dizzy and hot, then I guess we know for sure, right? It's easier to use than it looks. Just knock the arrow and pull the string back. Do it. Hey, kiss me again. Okay, I have no choice but to accept it now. I love you too. I've never even met you before, but there's no other explanation for this feeling. Looking at you, it makes me really happy. Can we go back to your place? I need you. Come on, let me take off your clothes. You have a really nice chest. Can I touch you? Oh, you feel really nice. I've never really gotten to examine a human this close before. I love your muscles, your shoulders, your neck. Here, let me take my top up too. It's only fair. Bra too. Like what you see, handsome? I look like a goddess. You really think so? Because I've actually met some goddesses and... Okay, I guess you really think so. I think you're pretty gorgeous too, you know. Come on. Don't be shy. Explore me. You've never seen an angel before, right? Let alone a naked one. Did my hands feel as good as yours too? That love arrow is seriously strong, even if my skin is this sensitive. Massaging my breasts like that. It's really good. Hey, do you like my wings? Will you touch them too? That feels really good. Let me unfurl them all the way for you. See how far they extend? Pretty nice wingspan, right? Aren't my feathers just the softest thing you've ever felt? They're awesome, right? Yeah, it's like carrying a blanket with you wherever you go. Now that gives me an idea. Come on, let's get your pants off. I've got an idea. Wow, look at you. Excited, are we? So am I. Here we go. Watch me, okay? I'm going to kneel down in front of you, fold my wings around, and then reach them towards you. That sounded incredible. I take it you like my feathers then, huh? Do my soft, fluffy feathers feel good, stroking your hard, aching cock? Just look at you. Your face is amazing. Moan for me, okay? I want to know how good I'm making you feel. God damn, you're getting even harder. Oh! They can punish me for taking the Lord's name in vain later. This is all their fault, though, for sending me here. I can't hold back anymore. I need to get a taste of you. This is unreal. How can you taste this good? Well, I think we're gonna need a lot more of those love arrows. Delicious, sweetheart. Does this feel good? Seeing this beautiful angel on her knees and sucking your cock. You look like you're in heaven. You know we're still on Earth, right? Besides, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm gonna start using my wings too, okay? Gonna suck on you and stroke your shaft with my feathers. Are you ticklish? I hope so. You sound so fucking sexy right now. Keep moaning for me like that. This is really turning me on. I'm gonna add my hands too, okay? Your poor balls deserve some attention. There we go. But, oh my, what's this? Your poor balls are so full. You're really pent up, aren't you? Poor thing. Don't you worry. We've got each other now. You don't ever have to go so long again. So give it to me, okay? Stop holding back. I want to take care of you, sweetie. Will you let me take care of you? Will you give me all of your cum? Come on. Give it to me. I want it so badly. I fucking need to do this for you. Oh god, yes. Moan for me, baby. Moan for me and let go. Oh, give me your cum. I'll take all of it. Yes, that's it. Let it all go. Come for me. I want... You did so well. You taste incredible. Are you okay? Let's just lie down on the bed for a minute. It's okay. Just get your breath back. I know that was so intense. Did you like it? A triple threat. Only an angel could give you pleasure so divine, right? Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Believe me, that was fun for me too. But you know we're not stopping there, right? I mean, look at you. You're already getting hard again. It's okay if you need another minute. In the meantime, though, you read my mind, handsome. Let's see if your tongue feels as good as your fingers. Off. Your tongue dripping in and out of me. What the hell did that arrow do to me? I think I'm already gonna... holy shit. Holy shit, fuck, don't stop. Don't you dare. Oh, it feels like my whole body's on fire. I've never been this sensitive my whole life. Yes, faster, oh, faster, please, oh, fuck, I'm going to again, oh, fuck, oh my god, is this what a succubus gets to experience all the time? This can't. This is a dream, right? No, I definitely feel you poking me. I guess we're ready to go. Oh, come on, then. Take me. Show me how real you are. Show me that we're really meant for each other. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, you're burning up too, aren't you? Oh, I don't think this fire is gonna go in its own baby. So, oh, fuck. Oh, you're perfect. You fit me so perfectly. Harder. Harder, please. Oh, take me harder. Oh, god damn it, this is too much. I can't take it. I can't take it. Oh, this is so fucking good. Oh, I love you. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I just... Oh, you're just so perfect for me. I really... Oh, I really love you. Please. Please, let's come together. Wait for me. Oh, I'm so close. Just a little bit more. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Come with me, baby. Let's come together. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You. That's just. I don't even have words anymore. Perfect. That's all I can think of. Perfect. Kiss me. We really are perfect for each other. The fire, it finally stopped. I think the love magic wore off. I guess I'm gonna be staying on Earth a lot longer than I expected, huh? I'll need to work out something with my rings and halo. Do you think this was planned? It's not unheard of for angels to fall in love with humans. Makes me think that this entire Valentine's Day understaffing was just a big scheme. Can I stay with you? I'm fine with being just your girlfriend for now. I really don't know much about living on Earth. You'll need to teach me lots of things, okay? Yeah, me too. I think we're really going to be happy together. So, what's your name?